Hello, I'm Evie May.
And I'm Amelia, and today we will be talking about mental health.
Mental health is something that is quite recent, and COVID opened most people's eyes on the topic.
So, what is mental health, and how does it affect our daily lives?
Mental health includes our emotional, physiological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act.
Now, let's bring in Rianne to tell us how mental health affects her daily life.
As I get older, I'm starting to think more about my mental health and the pressures of things, including gaming and social media.
Gaming and social media is having a huge impact on children's mental health.
This is because of the colossal pressure to be involved and active on social media.
People have become addicted to gaming and social media. Moreover, they are spending thousands of pounds on gaming.
And children are pressured to get the new phone, new skin, or emote in their game.
People are becoming addicted and losing their touch of the real world. This is quite worrying because people have become so addicted that they don't want to do anything else.
So, how does this feed into our school life?
We have witnessed people on social media and gaming have become a bullying target in our school.
Here we have an amazing anti-bullying ambassador from RCS. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
So what are you doing to support mental health?
So I'm a mental health ambassador, so I work with students who feel like they're alone, maybe just need someone to talk to, and I'm there to support them.
Yeah. Now, what would you say to a person to support mental health issues?
So I would say just to be around people that they love, do things that you love, and just have that positive atmosphere around you is always important.
I agree. So what do you do to help with your own mental health?
So I do simple breathing techniques and the five senses, since I really struggle with anxiety, and that's really helped me to build up my confidence a lot more.
What are the five senses?
So that is five things you can see, four things you can hear, three things that you can smell, two things that you can taste, and one thing you can touch.
And finally, how do you handle bullying?
So I handle bullying really calmly, because you don't want to overwhelm the person who's being bullied, and you don't want to go into a situation really angry. So I like to be there for the person that's being bullied and to support them after. And if the situation ever escalates, then I like to get someone higher up involved, because I don't want to be there to be bullied either.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
As well as the demands of gaming and social media, there are multiple more aspects on people's lives.
Here is Rianne to tell us how school life affects her and her mental health.
I've been really worrying about the amount of homework, tests, and transition to comp.
Yeah, I agree. In the modern world, there are lots of things in this generation that are worrying about, and it is causing mental health issues.
Wickersley Partnership Trust is taking this issue very seriously, and it's working with students and staff.
And other organisations, such as With Me in Mind, to help make the future a better and brighter place. We hope this podcast helps.
Thank you for listening.